Hi, this is Monica, and I'd like to welcome you to the audio recording of our blog, Improved Decision Making. Do you hate making decisions? You're not alone. For a lot of people, making decisions can be overwhelming, and we all struggle at times to figure out what the right decision is, especially when we face countless unknowns and many options. Oftentimes, the daunting task to make a decision can be terrifying, considering the impact our decision will have on so many levels. The fear of the consequences can be paralyzing and our mind is clouded with confusion. It is important to keep in mind, though, that a decision is as difficult or as easy as we choose it to be. Instead of feeling afraid of the unknown and putting off making a decision, take control and decide that you can be decisive. Sometimes it is okay to give yourself time to wait for things to get clearer and get more information. But most of the time, we are just overthinking and overanalyzing it and lose control of the situation. There is no magic pill to develop the ability to be decisive, but when we have the right mental attitude and mindset and choose that we are able to make a clear decision, we will gain the energy that attracts the support and resources we need. Not all of us are born decisive, but we can create a system that helps us to become more decisive in life. Here are our top 10 tips to confidently make decisions. Number 1. Believe in yourself. The most important step in becoming more decisive is that you tell yourself over and over again that you are decisive. Believe that you can make decisions fast and confidently. Stop those negative voices in your head that tell you that you are indecisive. This is counterproductive. Make sure that your self-talk is positive and encouraging. You may not believe it in the beginning, but your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between reality and something you imagine. So eventually, you will program your subconscious mind to believe that you are decisive, and it will put all the effort in to support your decision-making process. Number 2, practice self-mastery. Before you can turn your indecisiveness into decisiveness, you need to get control over your emotions and feelings so that you can think clearly. To make clear decisions, you need to find a way to calm and center yourself first. Meditate, exercise, dance, take a walk in the park, listen to music. Whatever works best for you, find an activity you enjoy and build that into your daily routine. Number 3, forget the shoulds. When making a decision, let go of the need to impress others or what others may perceive as the right decision. It doesn't matter what everyone else thinks or what society says that you should be doing. You already know what you want, but you suppress your own wishes and desires because you feel like you should decide a certain way to make everybody else happy. Remember, you are the one who has to live with the decision, so make sure your decision is based on what's best for you. Number 4, simplify. Making decisions draws from a finite source, so if you have a big life decision coming up, make sure that everything else is simple so you don't waste your energy on unimportant decisions. If you are trying to decide whether or not to quit your job or move across the country, don't waste your energy on decisions about what to eat tonight or what to wear tomorrow morning. Simplify your life as much as possible so you have all the possible resources available to come to the decision for the big stuff. Number 5, visualize outcomes. Use the power of visualization to make a decision. When you try to decide between options, visualize the possible outcomes and see the positive and negative consequences your decision will have on your life. It is hugely important to not just see the probable outcomes and consequences, but also to tune into how they make you feel, which brings us to the next point. Number 6, tune into your feelings. Pay close attention to how you feel when you visualize the outcomes of your decision. You will be feeling something, whether that's hope, anxiety, enthusiasm, fear, or happiness. Pay close attention to what your emotions and feelings are telling you. This will give you great insight into what decision will be best for you. If you are present in the moment and can tune into your current emotions and feelings, you can tune into your intuition and make sure that you will make the best possible decision for yourself. Number 7, don't be afraid of failure. It is inevitable. Sometimes we will make the wrong decision. Regardless of the potential outcome, don't forget that there is always a beautiful lesson to be learned from failure, and you will benefit from it no matter what. Mistakes are part of life. You just need to remember that action always beats inaction. So make the decision and know that if the decision was wrong, you always have the choice to pick up with increased knowledge to make a new decision. Number 8, know what's important to you. Decision making becomes a lot easier when you know what's important to you. So take the time for some self-exploration. Know your values, dreams, and aspirations. Once you know where you want to go in life, it becomes a lot easier to make a decision. It is just a question of whether or not the decision is aligned with your values, dreams, and aspirations. Number 9, think out loud. Don't just mull it over in your head. You'll only confuse yourself more. Get all your thoughts out on a fresh piece of paper. Write down all your assumptions and options and follow it up with any concerns and thoughts you have. The important thing is not to edit. Just write it down as the thoughts enter your mind and keep going. Don't worry if it seems confusing. Once you have it all written down, it will all become a lot clearer. Number 10, practice persistently. Like everything else, practice will make decision-making a lot easier. So practice decision-making and force yourself often to make fast decisions. Start small first, when you know that there is no right or wrong, and the decision doesn't have a huge impact. What to have for dinner? What to do Friday night? The more you practice with small decisions, the easier it will be to make good decisions on the big things in life. Our life is shaped by all the decisions we make in every moment. There are multiple ways to become more decisive. It's up to you to decide what works best for you. Ultimately, it comes down to a little patience and a change in perspective, and you will be able to determine what you want and stick to it. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this recording, and don't forget to check back soon for our next blog.